ready for school.
Today the children go to the zoo.
Let's get ready for school.
Field trip.
Let's get ready for school today.
All right, kids. Before we head out on our field trip to the zoo, let's take roll call. Jenna? Oh, I get it. You're in the mood for the zoo. Your lion sound. That's cute, Jenna. Shannon, are you here? Yeah, all right. JC?
Show up.
What are you kids doing?
Well, since we're going to the zoo, we wanted to act like animals during roll call.
Yeah. All right, very cool. Like you don't always act like wild animals anyway.
What was that, Mrs. Raspberry?
I didn't hear you. Nothing, JC. Oh. And Big Al? Big Al. Anyone seen Big Al?
Yes,
Shannon?
I think he's smoking in the back of the bus.
Big Al!
Yeah.
That is Saturday school for you, mister. Now put that out and come sit with Jenna.
Ooh.
Yeah, Al, come sit by me.
Actually, you better sit up here with me so I can keep an eye on you.
Got trouble.
Okay, everybody, we're here.
Hey, Kelly. Why all the animals gotta be behind bars?
Big Al, remember, it's Ms. Raspberry. And if they weren't behind bars, they might be able to escape and hurt us.
Yeah, I figured that was the white folk might say.
What was that?
Oh, nothing. Just remind me of my Uncle Biggie. They keep locking him up because he say he gonna hurt somebody. He ain't gonna hurt nobody.
Ooh, that's hot.
You're lying. Your uncle isn't named Biggie. It's Leroy, and I see him in the store all the time. Shut up, JC.
All right. We're going to get along and have a fun day at the zoo. So let's head over this way first, everybody.
Oh, okay. Man, you guys. Look at that big, long, black.
Well, thank you very much, cutie. I didn't think you noticed.
Al, that is inappropriate.
Notice? What is he talking about?
I don't know.
I was referring to the snake.
Oh.
It's called a black mamba. I saw one on my family's safari last summer. Do you guys know it's the longest venomous snake in Africa?
Well, that's right. Very good, Jenna. And next up, we have the...
Yeah, I know what these are. These are hippopotamuses.
Actually, it's hippopotami.
I'm pretty sure you could say hippopotamuses too, Miss Raspberry.
All right. Well, do you kids know that the hippo is one of the deadliest animals in the world to humans? Over 200 people die every year by a hippo attack.
Actually, snakes, scorpions, and mosquitoes all are more deadly.
Very good, Shannon.
Thanks.
Smarty pants. Your mom is so fat she look like a hippo.
Well, your mom's stupid.
Al, Shannon, no more talking about each other's mothers.
Yeah, let's get off of mamas. I just got off of yours. I think Al started it first, Mrs. Raspberry.
It's Ms. Raspberry, and I don't care who started it. We're here to have fun. Now, this might be the scariest exhibit of them all, children. These are very deadly saltwater crocodiles.
Ooh. Can we pet them?
No, not if you want to lose an arm, right?
Oh, I think they're actually pretty cute.
Are you loca?
I'm just thinking about how amazing this crocodile would look if I turned him into a handbag. Excuse me, Mr. Zookeeper. How much for this one?
Jenna, get back over here. No one's making designer purses out of the zoo animals today.
Oh, look over there. It's a big monkey.
Actually, JC, that's a chimpanzee. It's the closest thing in the animal kingdom to humans.
Hey, what is he doing?
Well, I think he has an itch.
He's scratching his butt. Itchy butt. Mm-hmm.
I think that's more than an itch, Miss Raspberry.
Look out!
Oh, my God! Oh, what is a...
Ew! That's so gross. He's throwing doo-doo!
Oh, Big Al, you are so gangsta.
Uh-oh, I think he's reloading.
Kids, this way, everybody, run! Run!
Let's get ready for school.
I like those voices.
Yeah. I wish you'd do the show like this the whole time.
No.